A word for you from Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Of course the verse does continue, but let's leave it there for the moment. How do we become blameless, harmless, proving ourselves to be children of God without fault in this crooked and perverse generation? It is extremely practical. It is not so pie in the sky that it is unreachable. Paul simply says, do all things without complaining and disputing. This must have been a problem in the Philippian church, that it had reached Paul's ears that there was some form of murmuring and complaining. Because the word complaining here in the Greek does mean a whispering type of complaining, under the breath type of complaining, not a loud vocalized standing on a soapbox, but sort of in secret. Firstly, speaking to yourself, complaining in your own thoughts about a fellow brother or sister in Christ. And then, of course, it gets vocalized, and then, of course, it goes even further and begins to collect a group behind you, a party spirit. And so Paul says at the beginning of this chapter, don't do anything with selfish ambition. Consider others as being better than yourself. The exact opposite of the person who is in the church but is a complainer. Now, God takes it very personally when a child of his complains and disputes. Remember in the Old Testament, the sin of the Israelites again and again was simply complaining, murmuring. It was disputing that God's sovereignty isn't enough. We need to fend for ourselves. We need to get our own food. Would that we had stayed in Egypt. Oh, how we miss the garlic and the onions of Egypt, etc., etc. This goes from bad to worse. Now, it happened with them, and God's anger was stirred, and in his wrath he destroyed many of them. And so too, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Umuntu oyikholwa okhononayo uvusulaka lukaNkulunkulu. If you want to be blameless, harmless, proving to be a child of God in this generation, then do away with, by the power of His Spirit, complaining and disputing.